You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Or did I talk to the time pilot?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Let's hang out and let's talk about what lessons you found. Let's hang out and let's listen to two lesbians shout. Let's hang out. Let's hang out.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Let's Hang Out. I'm Ellie Brigida.
And I'm Lee Holmes Foster, and here's what's happening this week.
This week in the Lesdom.
This Week in the Lesdom is a place where we can touch base each episode about things going on with the podcast or otherwise. And this week, we want to talk about the Generation Q season one finale. It was an absolute nail biter. I cannot wait until the next season. I'm not going to give any spoilers for anyone who has not watched or is not watching the season. But if you haven't, you have quite a bit of time to catch up on season one before season two comes out. And I can promise you it gets really good.
Season two.
I'm so
more
excited.
L-word.
I'm so excited.
Also, as of us recording this, the Super Bowl has not yet happened. But by the time you are all hearing these words, it will have just happened this past weekend. And we would be remiss if we did not highlight the fact that we have the first lesbian coach in the Super Bowl, Katie Sowers. If you have not looked her up, you absolutely should. She's like not super butch presenting, but like definitely what I would say masculine of center. Her Instagram is all her and her girlfriend, and they're super cute together. And it's just very cool to see ourselves in the Super Bowl. So there you go. We don't know who won yet because it hasn't happened, but you know, whoever you were cheering for, we hope that they won, whether it was Katie's team or not.
Yes, and I will refrain from being a complete asshole about the Patriots, but I'll just say that sentence and everyone knows what I'm thinking. but, you know, one of these years we had to not be in it. Oh, there I was an asshole.
Oh, there All you right. go. There it is.
There it is. We'd also like to give a shout out to Tracy Young, who is a lesbian DJ and the first woman to win for Best Remix Recording at the Grammys with her Pride Radio remix of Madonna's I Rise. There have been a ridiculously small amount of women who win in any of the producer categories, so this is a really huge, huge win for women and also lesbians everywhere. So thank you, Tracy Young. One of these days, we will win a Grammy for one of our original lesbian tunes, and we'll be talking about ourselves in This Week in the
Lesdom.
It's
going to be for Booksmart, Ellie. I don't know what you're talking about. Next year, Booksmart.
Yes, we'll
okay.
submit.
We also have to mention we still have more trivia nights coming up, ever more trivia nights and ever more events. So a couple things that we want to highlight. We have a famous couples party on February 21st that's going to be in Boston at Bella Luna.
I'm hoping to see a lot of you in your Should Have Been Gay outfits, so please show up, show me some amazing Should Have Been Gays. I'm going to be dressed as Cher, as one half of Sunny and Cher, so you can look forward to that. We also, that's going to be a very packed weekend for us because the next day we're going to be hosting Wynonna Earp Trivia Night in Boston. on February 22nd. So make sure you get your tickets and grab your trivia teams. If you don't have a team, single players can play as well and we'll match you up. You can make some new friends.
And as always, if you are interested in having a trivia night in your city or in hosting a trivia night near you, please let us know. We're always looking to help other people have trivia nights near them and put together queer events. So send us an email at leshangoutpod@gmail.com. We have some live shows coming up in 2020. We're planning all of our trips where Ellie and I can be in the same place. It's so much fun. We are very excited to announce that we have an LA show coming up. We are going to be at the Virgil in Los Angeles at 7 p.m. on Thursday, March 12th. We are super excited. Tickets are $15 if you buy them ahead. They'll be $20 at the door. We are going to have some awesome guests lined up, and we can't wait to see you all there.
We're also excited for our live show in Toronto, July 10th at Burdock Music Hall, $16 presale, and our presale is ending in the next 2 weeks, so make sure you grab your tickets so soon because they're going to go up to $20 after February 14th.
And that's what's happening this week. Back to you, Ellie and Lee.
Thanks, Ellie and Lee, and welcome to our 39th installment of Should've Been Gay.
It was fun, it was great, but it should've been a little more gay.
And in this week's episode, we're going to military school.
Sorry, I went a little crazy on the first but I was like,
we're not even going to make it out of the intro this week.
I know,
week.
I was like, I have
good.
To get it right. But that's right. We're talking about Disney Channel original movie, Cadet Kelly. And we have a very special guest, Kia Brown, here to help us talk about it. Kia Brown is a journalist and author of The Pretty One, On Life, Pop Culture, Disability, and Other Reasons to Fall in Love with Me. It's available now wherever books are sold. Thank you so much for joining us, Kia.
Thank you for having me. This is going to be a lot of fun. I already know it.
Oh, we are so excited.
I have a lot of thoughts about this movie. So, as Ellie already mentioned, we are going to talk about the 2002. Can you believe it? 18 years ago.
I really cannot.
Cadet Kelly could like buy cigarettes now. I don't know. Oh my God, Cadet Kelly the movie could join the army.
Finally. They've been waiting.
Yeah.
True, it's true.
So, 2002 Disney Channel original movie classic, Cadet Kelly. For anyone who maybe isn't familiar with this masterpiece work of cinema, the IMDb synopsis for the film is as follows. A fashion-conscious youngster is horrified when she is forced to move to military school. Concise, I like it.
Very interesting IMDb synopsis, considering I watched this movie yesterday, and I don't know what fashion choices Hilary Duff was making that were fashion conscious.
Yeah, but her fashion choices outside of the 2002 world.
Yeah, exactly. For the time. I'll give it to them.
Yeah, they were rough.
So we always have to do our gay synopsis of our Should Have Been Gays. So, Lee, do you want to start with your gay synopsis?
I would love to start with my gay synopsis. I'm very proud of my gay synopsis for this movie. My gay synopsis is as follows. Alice and Tasha, military school, AU fanfic.
Agreed. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of, like, you have to really know your other gay references to get it. But if you don't know Alice and Tasha from The L Word, like, please get on it. I love it.
It's so real, though.
Yeah. So, Kia, do you have a gay synopsis for this beautiful film?
I feel like nothing I say could really do it justice, but it is a movie about a teenage girl who is forced into a system wherein most of the people probably voted for Donald Trump, but she thrives anyway.
Yes.
They voted for Donald Trump in 2002.
They would have.
Yes, if the film was set now.
Yes, that's what I mean. They would have if the film was set. I just know it in my bones, all of them. Except for her. I just know it.
This little rainbow fairy.
Oh my God.
And a sea of conservatives.
She might vote for Jill Stein. She might have voted for... She would have been like, nope, I'm just going to vote for Jill.
She is. She is such a crunchy little fairy child.
She is. She looks like she uses the natural deodorant that doesn't work. And so she's just...
Yeah.
She just smells all day.
And she does not care. I love her. She does not care. No.
She's like, I just rub some flowers up there. It's fine.
So
what's your gay synopsis, Ellie?
My gay synopsis is more just about how this movie is not straight. There's no way a DCOM set in a military academy with one eligible male love interest and four eligible female love interests has no gay love story. That's all.
That's perfect.
That's all I'm going to say. I have a lot of ships. A lot of ships are sailing in this film.
It's endless.
Yes. It's the pairings so good. Are like, it's literally like a math problem. One of those probability problems where you have to like, every combination.
How many
works.
Pairings can we come up with?
Yeah.
That's how many I'm pairings at. Can we come up with without using Sean Ashmore? Because no.
There's like eight.
Also, fun fact about Sean Ashmore.
Okay, do it.
I had to look up how old everyone was because you have to. Hilary Duff was 14.
Was she really when they filmed this?
When they filmed this, yes.
I think she turned 15 on set.
Wow.
Kia, this is why Kia's here. She's like, she had a birthday 18. Party. Christy Carlson Romano baked her a rainbow cake. We know this.
It happened.
Christy Carlson Romano was 18. But the kicker is, Sean Ashmore, is that his name?
Yes, 23.
Sean Ashmore was 22.
Like, how? 22.
Wait, I think I can top that because I think I looked up. Okay, like, so Sean Ashmore, 79. You know who's a year older than he was? Is Gloria. Was a year older.
It was 23, of course. Gloria.
Yeah.
Gloria, you sexy girl.
Oh, queen. I love Gloria. Oh, my God.
I love Gloria, too. I ship Gloria with a lot of people, too. So now I'm like, fuck. Because I was
you
can't
ship
Brad with anyone because he's so old. I'm like, fuck, but Gloria.
Before we get into our ships, let's talk a little bit about our experience with Cadet Kelly. And Kia, I have to start with you because we reached out to you about coming on the show. And you requested Cadet Kelly. So it seems like there's some background there. Tell us a little bit about the background there.
Well, okay. So I've seen this movie a gajillion times, like with some time in between, but I've seen it so many times and I was like, this is not what they want it to be or what they're pretending that it is. This is very gay. And I was like, people aren't talking about it in the way that I wanted them to. Like, everybody was like, oh my God, it should have been Hillary and Christy. And I was like, no, I'm an intellectual. It should have been Carla. And Kelly, all the way, through and through. And I'm going to talk about that later. But I was just, like, desperate to talk about how it should have went versus what they did. But now I understand.
Not to give anything away, Kia, but you'll notice my gay synopsis revolved around Alice and Tasha as the main pairing that I'm seeing in this movie. And I'll give you a hint. Tasha's not Christy Carlson Romano.
True.
You're like, yeah, no. I as an intellectual, I was like, we're not talking about this pairing enough, and so I'm going to use this opportunity for somebody to be like, fine, you can talk about it, to talk about it.
I love it. Amazing.
We have a platform for you to talk about Carla and Kelly all day
thank
long.
You.
Don't worry.
It's thank you. I appreciate that, truly.
It's why we're here. That's why we're here.
Yes. I will say, in my second viewing, my most recent viewing, because when I was younger, I watched it many times, but most recent viewing was yesterday. I, as an adult, hardcore saw Carla and Kelly.
Right?
Like, I really did. And this is not even just being like, oh, yes, oh, you brought that up. Like, I have it written in my notes. It just says, Carla is gay.
Because she is. And you know what that means? It means that you have taste, okay? Congratulations on having taste.
There you go.
Because it was just there and they didn't do anything with it. And I was like, so we're just not going to talk about this? Yes. Agreed. So,
I mean, I will say, you'd be hard pressed to name a girl in this movie that I don't think is gay.
That's true.
True.
Maybe the mom.
That's why I said four female love interests.
I'm not sure. Okay. I feel like there's one missing one, though, and she's a dark horse in this, but are we just going to ignore Amanda?
No, I have Amanda.
I forgot about Amanda, and I watched it today. Oops.
Wait. No, because, okay, so I'm thinking, okay, so Kelly's the central character.
Okay.
One male love interest, Brad.
Oh, who cares about Brad?
Four female love interest, Jennifer, Carla, Gloria, Amanda.
Ellie. You've known me. We've done enough of these at this point. When have I ever cared about a love interest named Brad?
I mean, we don't care about him, but I'm just saying that's what I saw in the film was her internal struggle between Brad and four women.
Okay. Well, let's start. Can we start with Kelly before we get into all of the ships? Let's dig into Kelly a little bit. I can't believe Hilary Duff was 14 when they filmed this. Good Lord.
I know.
She's a whole baby.
Like... I'm a little conflicted now.
Why? What were you going to say, Lee?
No, I wasn't going to say anything. I think that because all of the people that I had Googled were like in their 20s or something, I was like, oh, everyone was probably just like in their 20s making this ridiculous high school movie. And now I feel a little like ridiculous that she was actually high school aged in it, but it's fine. It's fine. Not like I'm going to get into the highly sexual nature of Kelly Collins in this film. We're not going there. But Kelly Collins is as we've said already, a beautiful fairy love child whose entire internal struggle against the rigid patriarchal world that she is shoved into is represented by a rainbow blanket.
Yes, literally, the rainbow blanket.
The best. Central. It really is. Like, shout out to their choices for that, because I know it was intentional. I know they were like, listen, when you're older, it's gonna make sense.
She's like, I don't know why I just want to hold on to this rainbow blanket so hard. And Christy Carlson Romano just wants to keep shoving it down.
Because
somebody is a bit repressed.
Right.
Literally
yes.
Under her boot, right? I mean, come on. All I'm saying is the symbolism, they're not subtle with it.
No.
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
Kelly as a character, yes, just like free, open, accepting from Manhattan. We know this.
she's got her girlfriend, Amanda.
Yes.
I know. Just starting from the beginning. So, Kia, what do you make of Kelly and Amanda's relationship? I know you're big on Carla, but...
I feel like they're the kinds of friends that, like, are super close. And, you know, like, they're the kinds of friends that you're like, okay, they totally are dating, right? But then you're like... But then what happens with Amanda is that, like, she meets this crusty guy... And she's like, I don't love you anymore. And I like this guy who smells like patchouli oil. And Kelly's just like, okay, like, you know, I'll always be here. And so they, like, fall away from each other for a while. And then they reconnect when they're older.
Okay, but I have to ask. Do you think that they knew they were dating? Or was this, like, because we had, some of our listeners might remember, we had Ariella Barrera on for an episode to talk about, like, your pre-girlfriend, you know, where that friend that you're, like, you're too close and you have, like, feelings that are a little too intense for just a friendship, but, like, before you maybe realize that it's happening. Do we think Amanda was, like, an official girlfriend, or was she, like, a, oops, we fell into dating?
Because Kelly is so open, I'm assuming that they knew. You know, if she wasn't so, like, free-spirited and her mom wasn't always like, come sit in my lap, it would be different, you know? But I feel like because her mom was like, I'm cool with whatever, like, look what you have on it, I still love you, that they were, like, officially dating, yes.
She still loves her, but she does move her away. Ending your daughter's first gay relationship with a move to a military school, like, the nerve.
It's wild, because when you're older and you watch these things back and you're like, oh, I'm starting to side with the parents. Like, that's how I know that I'm getting older. But with this, I got angry all over again. I have never not been angry at the fact that she was like, oh, yeah, like, you know, I'm going to marry this man and we're going to go to military school, like... I live in Manhattan. What are you talking about? Why would I want to go from Manhattan to military school. It's just like this weird thing. And then like, even at the point in the movie where she like starts to enjoy herself, I'm like, ew, why are you having fun? Like, this is the worst. Why are you doing this? Please, stop.
Here's what I'll tell you. There is definitely something to be said for, like, I know it's true, like, when we got, way, way back when we got our dog, like, I know it was true when we were learning, like, how do you, you know, like, have, like, a well-trained dog and whatever, mm-hmm. and, like, not about training, but just about the idea of, like, set your pet up for success, you know, like, don't put them in situations in which they're going to fail. And I think that, like, there's a lot of those same ideas now with kids that I'm seeing the same thing where I'm, like, you know, there are situations that I know I could put my daughter in that, like, are going to be beyond her, and she is not going to thrive in those situations. And it's like, you don't do that to them. It's not fair to put them in a situation where you're just, like, setting them up for failure. I have to say, Kelly's mother in this movie does not do a great job at, you know, just sort of, like, dropping that kid into military school, seemingly with no introduction or explanation or... like, anything. Yeah, it's not the best parenting decision I've ever seen.
No, not at all. Like, and then she just was like, how was school? And Kelly was like, well, I gotta lie to her because I don't want her to feel bad. But I was like, hurt her feelings. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand the hesitation.
She could use a little bit of it.
She could.
She's got the weight of the world on her shoulders, Kelly does.
She really does, that poor little baby.
She does.
But at least in military school, she does get to meet some of her new loves. So pretty much first day.
Oh, yeah, day one.
It's her and Carla.
All day.
Day
we
one.
We love Endgame. Like, we love
day sh- one and Endgame, exactly.
We love a ship just with instant chemistry. She was like, oh, hi, I'm Carla, immediately. She saw what she wanted, and she was like, yes. It's you. I want you.
I literally, this is the funny thing about going back and watching, like, the Disney Channel movies, most of which I haven't seen since they came out. You know, I don't think I've seen Cadet Kelly since 2002, 2003, maybe. I mean, what's funny is watching it now as an adult, literally the first line in my notes, all caps, the second Carla shows up on screen, just say, oh my God, is Carla just baby Tasha? Because she is. She 100% is just a baby Tasha.
It's
I love her so much.
Like, she deserves the world. Ugh, what a queen.
She does.
And she does, too. Speaking of getting what she wants, literally, when they're doing the, like, Cadet Kelly has the stuff under her hat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I'm like, what am I talking about?
These are the bracelets.
Cadet Kelly
scarf.
Has all the, like, weird, like,
during, like, morning inspection or whatever.
Yeah. That, like, pop up like a Jack in the Box. And Carla's like, I'll train her, ma'am. Like, I want to spend as much time with this woman as possible.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. It's just so obvious.
But can I tell you, they're already fighting over her there, right? Because that's the scene where Captain Stone is like, yeah, okay, like, teacher, tell her about the crocodile I wrestled. And then, like, walks away. And it's like, do you just want to impress Kelly a little bit? It's cool. I see it.
Right, like, what is that? Why would she care, really?
I know. I do feel like every woman in this film is fighting over Kelly.
They are. They're obsessed.
They're like, oh my gosh, she's so... Like, with Gloria, who I love with all my heart and would give my life to... Like, she was like, oh, I'll help you. Oh, my God, you're so funny. Oh, my God. Like, wow. You made me giggle. I love you. And then she just was like, immediately, like, I'll help you.
I love you. Let me recite my poetry for
right.
you.
Right. She was like, okay, I'm friends with Jennifer, but, like, F her because I'm down to help you. Like, Jennifer was like, she'll stay here all night to see that you do this correctly. And Gloria was like, okay, cool. She had no objections. She was like, absolutely, I will stay here. And we will spend time together, and it'll be us against the world. And then when she joined the drill team, Gloria was so down for it. She was like, all in her face, you have nothing more to learn. You're going to do great. I was like, oh, okay, wow. Cool.
Look, they spent their first date in the rain together reading poetry. It's romantic.
We love love.
It is. It's beautiful. And she chose that over going to a dance with boys.
One boy.
Uh-huh.
Because apparently there weren't any other ones.
Yeah. There's no other boys at this whole academy. It is. It's like that one boy and then a sea of just like other men that nobody cares
Never
about.
Never says anything to once.
Which does explain though why when they're like when they're fangirling over him and they're like, he looks just like a rock star. And I'm like, in what, right. In what world?
Like, he's cute, I guess, no. But like, if you're going to do all that, at least have him look like...
Not for Kelly.
Manny from The Good Place. Like, at least have him look like that. If you're going to do all that.
Well, and especially when basically, like, any of the girls in this movie are more attractive than he
literally
is.
All of them.
Well, yes. Agreed.
Like our sweet, sweet Gloria.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I love
Gloria's
her.
A hottie.
Really, truly just gorgeous.
So I'm curious, Kia, what is the other evidence for you of Kelly and Carla more than everyone else?
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you asked. So, you know, when they go home to Kelly's house and she's like, do you want to like go to dinner or whatever, and they go and they do the dresses, and like Kelly's like, oh my god, you pick first, we love selflessness in a relationship, first of all. She's like, you pick first, and the dress that you get, she's like, anything's gonna look good on you. And then her mom comes in, like a supportive mom, and she's like, anything's gonna look great on Carla. And Carla's like, yes, I have an in with her mom, it's going down basement. And then, like, they just have this moment, and Carla's feelings are so hurt because she's like, I don't want you to think that I'm not your best friend. And then you notice how her stepdad was like, you can have more than one best friend. And who did she go to apologize to? Carla, okay? I just don't have to even say anything. It's just so written in the stars for them. And, like, what I was upset about was, like, they had all these hints that, like, Carla's family life was, like, terrible, right? But immediately Kelly was like, let me take her under my wing, let me show her affection and love and care because she deserves, you know what that is, love. I'm so invested.
Honestly, case proven.
She's there.
I mean, look, in Kelly's defense, Amanda shows up. We all have, you know, it's tough when your ex shows up and it's awkward and everyone has that one ex they keep running back to just time and time again. It's hard sometimes. She's young. She makes
very
mistakes.
Young. Yeah? And so.
I know, but Carla's face when she sees Amanda, is like such gay sadness.
It's just pain.
I'm like, oh, she's. It's horrible.
And the camera stays on her for so long through
so
it.
So long. I'm like, are we...
It's so
We're much. Watching this. Like, we're watching her heartbreak. Ugh. And just shout out to Andrea Lewis, because she really acted her butt off. You know, she was really like, I'm brokenhearted. Like, this is the love of my life. And here she is talking to her ex. And Carla's probably just like, I can't believe this. I came here all the way to this thing that I'm not even competing in. Isn't that wild? She was like, I'll show up to this thing that I'm not even in to support you. Ugh, young love.
Well, because you know why? It's not even that she's not even in it. She, like, I feel like she kind of took over Kelly's punishment.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because Kelly had asked her, like, do you want to help me do the equipment? And she was like, sure, I'll help you just to, like, spend more time with her. And then Kelly joins the team. And then I feel like somehow Carla ended up as their, like, de facto equipment person.
Probably. And she's probably not even getting
You're
paid
so
for
right.
it.
She's,
like,
she's doing all her girlfriend's bitch work.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. Not cool, Kelly.
Right.
Not cool.
Justice for Carla. Like, come on.
Justice for Carla. Hashtag justice for Carla.
Truly.
We're going to get it trending. We're going to get it trending, everyone.
I do feel like our listeners will be upset, though, if we do not talk about...
Oh, we have to.
That's understandable. Like, we have to. It might not be my shit, but
and that's
it was
why just... I say there's just so much gay in this movie.
So
and it's like,
much.
Okay, we can decide what is our end game, but there's no denying that...
No.
Every female character who interacts with Kelly, like, has some weird sexual tension with her.
Every single one.
Here's what I'm going to say. As we learned from hits like Call Me By Your Name, sometimes you just have to have that doomed romance with, you know, an older person to help you navigate these feelings so that you're ready for real love. You know, that's what I think Cadet Kelly really is. It's basically the 2002 Disney Channel original movie version of Call Me By Your Name.
Of course. Okay. You know what?
I think in the following TED Talk, I will lay it on my mind.
Did not see that coming. But
I was wondering.
No, let's,
where
let's talk
go.
Kelly and Jennifer. Let's do this.
But we have to talk Kelly and Jennifer. So Kelly and Jennifer is like the classic nemesis turned lovers,
yes.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
It's like the I hate you so much. And then all of a sudden I realize, oh, all this hate was really misplaced love, blah, blah, blah.
It's always a fine line. Just a little hop, skip, step to from hate to love.
Yes.
And it really starts from the blanket.
It does. I think so,
which also brings me to the point of just, I think Jennifer is very, she's very straight-laced. She's very, like, by the book. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like she is a super, super repressed gay. For me, her and Gloria were together.
Oh my gosh, yes. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel like...
You think she dumped Gloria because she was afraid, like, her parents would kick her out or something?
I think so. And that's why she's so trying to force Brad.
Yeah. And I think Gloria was still, like, in love with her. Like, I really do. Like, I was, like, when I was watching, I was, like, pausing at sometimes the way Gloria would look at her, and I'm like, you love her so much, don't you? You really do. And, like, it just, she was, like, there was a scene where she was, like, how does my hair look? And Gloria was, like, great, as usual. I was like, oh, okay. All right, we love a compliment. Like, tell your girlfriend how great she looks. Absolutely.
That, yeah. That and the fact that Gloria does everything that she asks.
Everything.
Yes.
No, she doesn't even, like, hesitate. She's like, sure. Absolutely. It's wild. Couldn't be me. But.
No.
But she's just so in love with her. It's just so good.
She really is. Also, just Captain Stone as a person, I know, has been so many queer people's gay awakenings. Is just like the bandana.
Oh yeah, the white dress.
Everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to say. When you take a lot of millennial queers these days who are like, oh my God, step on me, yes, like, I bet you can trace some of that back to Captain Stone in Cadet Kelly,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Because
that's basically what it is. I mean, she is trying to, like, grind the gay out of existence via Kelly and via Kelly's rainbow blanket, right?
Oh, yeah, when she ripped
and, like,
it, I was
and what's
pissed.
Their big climactic fight is Kelly literally paints her with a fucking rainbow.
Literally, that's it. That's what they do. Like, that's how much they did not
it's
care
so
about
clear.
Being, like, subtle. They were like, okay, now that's what this is. And then how sad she was at the end when she was like, I'm moving. She was brokenhearted. She's like, my dad got a job, so there is no drill team for me next year, which is, I think, fine, because their little dance was trash. Like, I'm sorry. I hate to be the one to say it. I really do. I'm sorry, but... Ooh, it was bad.
Look, it was the Disney Channel. They had, you know, limits to what they could get away with showing you between two girls.
Right.
And the answer was really bad step routines.
Yes,
that's all.
Like, really bad. And I thought for the longest time that the little things, the ribbons, were rainbow. And I'm not alone in this, because I watched this video of Christy reacting to watching the movie. And she said, like, I thought these were rainbow all these years. Like, I remember them being rainbow. Because she was like the rest of us. And she just knew. She was like, okay, this is supposed to be, this is supposed to be gay. It's
supposed to be a rainbow.
Right.
Okay, but wait, I have an important question. What was worse, their dancing itself or the editing of the dance scene? Because, man, that video editor went all out on that scene. They're like, here's a cut, here's another cut. We're going to, like, flash back and, like, jump skip back and show you it again with a cut scene. And now, oh, look, I'm, like, flashing at you. It was a lot.
Yeah, I think the cut.
It was. It was a visual assault.
It was. It was really terrible. Like, I felt like, fine, the dancing was whatever. Like, it sucked. But the editing... It gave me a headache. I was like, why are we doing this for this? You know? We're giving this a little too much.
Here's what I think. Because here's what happens when you watch that scene, right? What I can tell from the choreography and from the editing, that scene was not about their dance. right? You don't care about the dance. They're barely even showing you the dance. They're like, they keep cutting and splicing and like weirdly breaking up the dance in a way that makes it almost impossible to follow. So like the dance was not the focus on that scene, but what they keep doing is zooming in very purposefully on the looks that they are giving each other through it.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah. That's right.
So that's all I'm saying.
It's all about the eyes. It's all about the eyes. And that's the same thing with their weird dance even before, like on the quad, where they're just like dancing in the grass.
They should have just done the dance on the quad. It was better than their final dance.
And like, it's just like a weird like mating
ritual.
That's
how I felt too. I was like I was like, what's the point of this? And then I was mad because they changed the song. So in the original, it was a Macy Gray song that was on the quad, and then when you watch it on Disney Plus, it's something else entirely. And the only reason why I know this is because the original song with that the dance on the quad is on YouTube. I was like, something seems weird about this, so I Googled it.
Oh wow.
As one does, and it's a completely different song.
I love the research.
Thank you. You know, I do what I can. But wow. It's a completely Not different surprised. Song. I'm like, why did they change it? But I think it's because Macy Gray says, like, it's like the psychopath.
Oh, that's so
She's
funny.
Like, I'm a psychopath. Something like that. Like, it's not the same song. And I just wanted to point that out because I felt like we couldn't have this conversation.
Maybe they couldn't get the rights to it. Something, but still.
If you watch the L Word on, what, like, Netflix now, like, all the songs are different. Like, half the songs are different from what they used to be, and they're terrible.
There's one more thing that I do want to say about Captain Stone.
Ooh, okay.
And that is this particular line. Because she's been forcing Brad so much. Her and Kelly have both been forcing this, like, fight over Brad. Who cares about Brad? Then she says, I'm sure you told Brad. Remember in the, it's like they're in the, in the locker room.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And she's like, oh, I'm sure you told Brad your new dance moves. And then Kelly says, no, you're my partner. I work with you.
Oh, wait. Sorry. I'm gonna correct you, Ellie. She does not say that. She says, you are my partner and commanding officer. I work with you.
All right.
It's a very important
very
line.
Very important
so
distinction.
I wrote it down exactly.
But they're making it very clear, like, this is me and you. Brad is out of the picture now.
Right,
like,
Brad is done. He's over with. Because to be fair, like, Brad was barely interested in either of them. Like, he just was like, okay, I guess Kelly is, like, funny and fun, but, like, I don't really care about her. And I don't know if that's because he was 23 when they shot it, but
yeah.
He just didn't care after, like,
But here's
a
the
while.
Other thing that's interesting like, about this is, like, they do play up that Brad is basically just constantly like, Baha, you're so funny, Cadet Kelly, you make me laugh with your silly funny dance. He has no interest in her. He obviously has no interest in Captain Stone. But what I think is funny is that they try to play up in the beginning this whole, like, oh, we're gonna fight over Brad, and we're fighting over Brad, and we're fighting over Brad. And then the second that they're like, we're dancing together, and we're staring at each other, and it's like, neither one of them gives two shits about Brad ever again in the movie. Like, it never comes up.
There's no resolution of Brad.
None. He's just like there. Like,
no, nothing. The movie just drops him.
They're like, oh yeah, they liked him when? What? What do you mean? Of course not.
Okay, wait, can I have one other thing about Captain Stone, though, before we finish?
Yes.
Which is that before Captain Stone breaks up with her to move to Europe, like so many of your first girlfriends do, that there's this scene where they're like, oh, we did so good and we're all so proud of each other. And Captain Stone turns around and is like, if you hadn't joined the squad, like, we would never have made it this far. And it's like slow-mo, burp, 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 burp. And Kelly has this line where she's like, I knew I would be telling my grandchildren about this moment someday. And I'm like, what is this, like, How I Met Your Grandmother?
I was thinking,
like,
that
what
too.
Is happening right now?
I was thinking that too. I was like,
That's what she's planning. She's like, I see us having beautiful babies, and then our babies have babies, and someday I'll be telling them the story of how their grandmother and I met at the military academy and fell in love, and we danced our way to second place at regionals.
Yeah. It's a very gay ending.
It is.
It's
and
so
like,
gay.
Out of all things, why would that be the particular thing that you tell your grandkids, if it wasn't, like, you just saved your dad from, like, dying, and you were like,
right.
I'm gonna tell my grandkids about this moment that I had. with this girl after I saved my dad.
And the moment isn't even the dance, right? Like, she's not even like, I'm going to tell them about the dance. It's not even like, I'm going to tell them we came in second. She's like, I'm going to tell them about the one time that Captain Stone, like,
told me I was okay.
Right. Yeah.
Said I should become a platoon leader. Like, okay.
I'm like, Kelly, you do not want to be a platoon leader.
No.
Like, you want to go join an experimental dance troupe in, like, the Lower East Side.
Right. I literally tweeted, like, so did she have to go to, like, did she have to go into the military after school? Because I was, like, panicked that she would have had to automatically join. And Twitter was like, no, she's good. I'm like, oh, thank God.
If Twitter said she's good. Yeah,
Twitter was like,
good.
No, she's fine. It's fine.
She's...
I was like, okay.
She's safe. She's safe. Can I derail us really quickly to two other things? Because I think if we're going to talk about how Cadet Kelly should have been gay, we would do ourselves a disservice to not mention two things. One of them is, can we just take one hot second, God help me, to talk about that fucking weird shoe shine
scene? Oh my God, I hate it.
With Brad. And I was like, what is happening? And why is he like staring her down and aggressively shining this shoe with his spit, and he's spitting and he's rubbing and there's rubbing and spitting, and I didn't like it at all until I decided that Brad's actually also gay, and I think that whole scene makes more sense to me now.
You know what? I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take it. That tracks.
He's like way into the, he's like, look, I'm spitting on this and then like rubbing it with my hand a
lot. I just
hate
it because
like,
I don't
okay.
want to watch people spit. That's not my thing.
Yeah.
No, it's terrible. It's a terrible sequence. The whole thing of it. I was just like, what is going on in this? And I don't like it one bit. But our other great gay representation is I really like the scene at the end when they save the dad on the cliff. And then she's so proud of Joe.
Oh.
And she's like, my dad and my dad. And he's like, two dads. And she's like, two dads.
I was literally like, oh, we love...
I do love that.
I was like, oh, we love polyamory. Like, okay. So is the dad moving back home? Or, like...
I think so. I think that there's just, you know... Joe, I think, all of a sudden realized the beauty of two dads in that.
Right. He was like, we could all raise this baby.
Really tender
that
moment.
That came out of nowhere. Like, let's just all raise the baby.
Exactly.
Like, that plot line is so wild
sorry,
to me.
I just had to add that in. Add that into our should have been gay.
Valid.
Yeah, that's
two
real.
Two dads. All right, so which characters are we shipping? Kia, what's your ship? Let's each pick one ship to die on right now.
Oh, wait, can I have two?
You can
They're
have
smaller,
two.
I promise.
You can
okay,
have two.
Thank God. So Gloria and me and...
and Carla and me.
Right, Gloria and me.
All right.
And
all right.
Carla and Kelly, because I'm never going to get over it. But also maybe Carla, Kelly, and Amanda. Maybe.
Oh,
as
I like
thruple.
It.
Yes.
Yeah, try it. I'm into it. You can have more than one best friend.
Right.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about when
that's
we talk about more
about.
Than one best friend.
Do we ever learn Carla's last name?
No, but that's fine because then when they get married, she can just change it.
Carla
okay.
Collins.
Uh-huh. Carla Collins. Okay. Well, I was thinking about it for ship name purposes. So
for me, my biggest ship is gonna be Jennifer and Gloria.
Okay. Well, then I'll take Kelly and Jennifer.
Great.
Yeah. See.
Okay. And Kelly and Amanda we'll throw in there as well. I'm like just one. How about seven?
Right.
Okay, so now here's the challenge here, Kia. We have to name our many, many ships for this movie.
Ooh.
And we are terrible at it, so just so you're prepared for this.
Okay, phew, because I'm going to be bad
Let's
at it.
Let's start with Kelly and Carla.
Okay.
What do you think is a good ship name for Kelly and Carla?
Maybe Sally? Maybe.
Sally?
Yeah, like... yeah, Sally, I'll take it, because the other way, it doesn't work.
With the C? With the C from Carla,
yes.
You mean?
I know, I was going to say... It's Carla with the K.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, so I'll say Sally for them, and then for the trouble. That's harder.
Commandla.
There we go. Yes, I'll take it.
Carmandy.
Carmandy. Yeah, Carmandy. Sure. Yes.
That's good.
And then maybe I'm cheating.
Carmandy.
Maybe like because I fully support Jennifer and Gloria. Like, let me see, Floria. Just like the F part of Jennifer.
Yeah.
But I told you I'm terrible at this. So.
Oh, Floria?
Floria. But it doesn't really work because you need the gem.
I would vote Jennifer and Gloria. I would vote Storia.
Ooh,
oh, for Stone.
For Stone.
Yeah.
Oh,
we love innovation.
All right, I'm into Storia. What about Gloria and Kia? What's our ship name for that?
Ooh.
Ooh, this is going to be tough.
That's hard.
Gloria.
I want to say like Gria, but I don't like the way it sounds.
I do like Gloria.
Oh, Gloria. Yes,
it
I'll take Gloria.
It does sound like some sort of transmitted disease.
It does,
yeah,
but I'll take
it. I'm with you, Ellie. I think we're landing on Gloria.
Okay. Yeah. What about Kelly and Amanda, just the two of them? To be
Commanda. It's got to be Commanda.
It has to be,
Commanda.
Yeah.
Ooh, love it. Did we get through everyone? We got Kelly and
No, I have a very important one, which is Kelly and Jennifer, and I am calling them Stolens.
Stolens. I bet you they have to have a ship name.
They do.
Do they already have one?
I think so.
What
there
is
it? I don't know what it is. No idea. But I know that they have one because people were like, when I was still on Tumblr, people were like talking about them.
If it's not Stolens, I revolt.
Yeah, you're like, I don't want it if it's not.
I don't want it. I want Stolens or nothing.
That's fair. It's better. So we'll just take that one.
I'm sure they have one, but I can't find it right now. If you know the real ship name, we're changing it anyways. So
yeah,
right.
Yeah. DM us, tweet it at us. Let us know.
Let us know, please. There's honestly too many ships, but it is time now for our Q&A. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
I'm so ready.
Q and gay.
Question number one, which is by far the most difficult question you'll have to answer. Who is the gayest? A, Kelly. B, Captain Stone. C, Carla. Or D, Gloria?
Damn. Because it's literally either.
It's not a fair question.
It's not, because, I mean, they all are. But I'm going to go ahead and say Carla. I really am. Like, I just, the longing looks.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, Carla.
She loves very strongly, Carla.
She does.
Yeah. Okay, question two, Kia. What would you prefer to be called? A, Sir. B, the General. C, Commandant. Or D, Joe?
Ooh, the General. Yeah, call me the General.
The General, yes. It's gonna catch on.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, what is your favorite Captain Stone outfit? A, uniform with the hat. B, uniform with the bandana. Or C, white dress covered in mud.
The white dress covered in mud. I'm like obsessed with that scene.
Strong choice.
I can't believe we didn't put rainbow hair on this list. We should have put rainbow hair on the list.
OD rainbow hair. We can add it.
Okay.
But I just love the bandana. That was a peak gay look for me.
The white dress with the mud, if she had the rainbow hair. Like, she'd have to still have it.
All right.
A combo. We'll do a C&D combo.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Okay, question four. Is there such a thing as too close of a close-up?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes, because it happened to me. I was on Channel 2, and they, like, did a close-up of my eye. It was too much.
You're like, no one needs to see pores. We don't need to be able to count individual eyelashes.
Were you talking about your book? And they were like, look, shh.
I don't know. I think she was just like searching for angles, and like literally it's just so close to my eye. And I didn't realize it when I was talking because it looked normal. And then I watched it back and I was like, ooh, why?
Too close of a close up. Just like Kelly's mom. Number five, what part of the drill routine would you absolutely nail? A, the inspection, B, regulation, or C, exhibition?
Probably the regulation. Yeah, the regulation.
The middle
I'm a Virgo.
Part.
I like to be, yeah. Yeah, the middle part.
You said
part,
you're a Virgo?
Sure. Definitely not the exhibition.
Classic.
Yes, I'm a Virgo. So I'm like, yeah, I can do the regulation.
Which one would you do, Ellie?
Oh, I would love the exhibition.
Okay, I'll do inspection then. We'll divide and conquer.
There you go. So
okay,
we could make a really great drill team.
We could.
We've got
it. Great. I could clean an outfit up, and I have a great memory. We'd be perfect.
There we go.
I think the end result of all of this is Cadet Kelly
should have been gay.
Should have been gay.
Absolutely. It really is. I feel like it is, you know? We're just pointing out the obvious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Connect That's Kelly all we ever do in this segment, Kaya. That's all we do.
That's right. It is.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Where can our listeners find you on all of the social medias?
Oh, I am very online. It's almost gross. So you can find... So you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Kia, K-E-A-H, underscore Maria, M-A-R-I-A. No, that's not my middle name, but it's fine. I'm also on Facebook for the time being, even though we know. And you can go to my website, kiabrown.com. I'm in all of those places. Perfect. All the time.
And we talked a little bit. You have a book out right now.
Yes.
Do you want to say real quick a little bit more about the book and where people can find it?
Yes. I love this book. I mean, I'm biased, but whatever. It is an essay collection, and it talks about pop culture and love and family and how I deserve to be loved by everyone and everybody should be in love with me, as the subtitle suggests. And I feel like it's a really good read.
Especially Carla.
Yes, especially Carla. But,
and Gloria.
But mostly Gloria. So, like... Carla, I like for Kelly. Gloria, I like for me.
Okay.
So
great.
It just runs the gamut of things, and I really love it. And if you want to laugh and cry and laugh and cry, buy the book. I promise it's worth it.
Amazing. And if you want to hear a little bit more from Kia, she's also going to be doing an Instagram takeover on our Instagram tomorrow, Tuesday, the week that this episode comes out. So check it out, and you can hit her up with some more questions.
And we'll make sure to link to her book on our website, on the page as well, leshangoutpod.com. So make sure you look there to find that link. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, Kia. This was an absolute delight.
It really was so much fun. Like, thank you for allowing me to talk about what needed to be talked about. And, you know, give Carla the love that she deserves, and give Gloria the love she deserves as well. So thank you both.
It's how we give back, you know.
Really,
justice
appreciate
for
it.
Carla. We're gonna get it. We're gonna get it going viral.
I'm literally gonna tweet it. I'm gonna tweet it right now. I'm gonna be like, nice. You talk about who's Carla. Don't worry about it. Okay.
Just wait.
It'll be perfect. You'll see. Yes, exactly.
Let me hear you say hip 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 again.
We love hearing from you and building our community, so we want to shout out some of our favorite things each episode. And I'd like to give a personal shout out to Renee, who reached out on Instagram and also came to our Generation Q finale party. And they said, thank you for organizing trivia events like the ones we had in Boston. They just came out last year. They've only been in Boston for 3 weeks, and they got to meet some new queer folks. And they were rocking the most amazing coat I have ever seen. And the fiercest lipstick, and just an incredible look. So I have no doubt they are going to be a huge hit in Boston. So it was very nice to meet you, Renee, and I hope to see you at some other events in the future.
And as always, we have to thank our Lesbian Jesus patrons, Lizette Stye,
Tanya Ferguson,
Jess Klaus,
Danny Griswold,
Sarah and Julia,
Carrie Ann Lawrence,
Mark Foster,
Danny Gunlock Tamora,
Sammy Walsh,
Audrey O'Connor,
Wendy K. Bartlett,
and Brittany Ray. And we'd also like to thank our King Princess patrons, Kayla Kelly,
and Amy and Ellen.
Remember, you can also find us on all the social medias, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Les Hangout Pod.
You can send us an email at leshangoutpod@gmail.com.
Or check out our website at leshangoutpod.com.
Whatever app you use to listen to podcasts, make sure that you subscribe. That way you'll get new episodes as soon as they go up.
We're also posting videos on our YouTube channel, so make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/leshangoutpod to catch them. And make sure you watch our video for Booksmart, because it is an absolute masterpiece.
Featuring some of the best guests that you could ever have guest on anything ever. So yeah, check it out. If you want to help support the podcast, there are so many different ways that you can do that, and we appreciate all of them. The first one, it's super easy, it's super free. Leave us a rating and a review on iTunes. It helps new people find the podcast.
You can also support us on Patreon at bit.ly/lespatreon. Our patrons are some of our favorite people in the world, and we would love to see more of you there. You get some discount codes on merch, Les Central's watch parties, your own private Facebook group, and we just love hanging out with you all. So join us at bit.ly/lespatreon.
We also have merch if you want to deck yourself out in some fun Les Hangout gear. We have all sorts of cool queer designs and good stuff that you can get on shirts, on mugs, on phone cases, on stickers, on I don't even know what, on everything. So check it out. It's at bit.ly/lesshop.
If you want to find us individually, you can find me at Ellie Brigida on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at LSH Foster.
With that, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lee.
And let's hang out again soon.
Let's hang out.